Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We need your help to figure this out. Many parents have reached out to us and they sound extremely frustrated with not knowing exactly how to explain the reoccurring tragedies that keep happening in our community to their kids.
Right.
Right. More than ever, we have more access to information. Mm-hmm. Kids are on cell phones.
It's in your face a lot more.
They go to school. This is, even if you don't speak about whatever, the mass shootings or the fires, their friends at school are talking to them, mm-hmm, and explaining how they perceive everything that's going on. And we want to hear from you parents and older siblings as well that, you know, how do you explain to your little brother, your little sister what these things are, why they keep happening? And we were inspired by one of our listeners that reached out to us recently. Her name is Natalie from East LA, and she was just so frustrated. Listen to this.
Speaking about it makes me shake because I'm tired of seeing this all the time.
Right.
I'm just super annoyed and frustrated that this is the new norm, that turning on the news is the first thing I see is a mass shooting in our hometown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When my six-year-old thinks this is normal. Another shooting, mommy? Yes, it's another shooting.
Mm-hmm.
He's six and I have a three-year-old. I can't.
You can hear the frustration in her voice.
Yeah, right.
Rightfully so.
Because her child's growing up in an era where they might think this is normal.
Sure.
Oh, just another shooting. You know, and we want to hear from you. How have you been able to explain these things to your kids? And what's been the best solution for you? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. We're also going to have, a little bit later on in the show, a psychologist to get a professional standpoint on, you know, what things you right. should say, shouldn't say, how you should deliver the news to your kids.
Well, it's interesting because I remember when I used to work in schools, I used to teach kindergarten and I worked in different elementary schools. The way kids process things can seem like they're okay, right? Can seem like they're fine.
Yeah.
And they just move on with their day. And then it can have situations where they're acting out in certain ways because they don't know how to voice the frustrations right. or their fears. And so as a parent, or a teacher, you're at a point where, do I ignore it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do I ignore these things that are happening? Or do I try to help explain it to my 6, 7, 8-year-old in a way that lets them understand that this happened?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to happen.
Yeah, like this something happened with my nephew when he was 5 years of age. They were living in Dallas at the time. They still are. But he saw on television how this tornado that was coming through the Metroplex area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, just lifted up cars, launched them. You know, it's talking about deaths, unfortunately, so on and so forth. So now every time there's a cloud in the sky, thunder, lightning, he doesn't want to go outside. He is freaked out.
Right.
He's traumatized by that. Just recently, producer Brad, he has a beautiful 4-year-old daughter. And she didn't want to go to school. She didn't want to come. She wanted to come to see daddy on Friday because she says, daddy won't let the fires get close to us. And it's like, how do you explain these things? You know, we want to hear from you. 877-971-HITS as a parent. And I want to learn from you. My daughter is barely going to be 2 years of age. So obviously she's still not to that point where she completely understands obviously what's going on. But I want to be prepared for those moments.
Also, these kids are being trained what to do at like school shootings. Like I never had to deal with that growing up. We did like tornado drills.
Duck and cover for earthquakes.
But like now that they're
lockdowns.
Actually learning these in school, it's a whole other world.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be catching up with you parents. Also, we have Dr. Milo Dotson that will be with us. He's a licensed psychologist to give you a professional standpoint on how to talk to your kids in regards to these tragedies. Christina from Lake Balboa, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I need to piggyback on what you just said on how empathy and compassion cannot go out the door. It is that just rips my heart out, that statement. I have the blessing of being not only a mom of a 16-year-old daughter and 11-year-old son, but I'm also an educator. And I teach fourth graders. I've taught eighth through. I've taught them all. But what is making my heart bleed the most is I just had a conversation with my 16-year-old daughter the other day, and we have friends who live in Thousand Oaks, and I mean, this is just becoming the norm. And she said, Mom, you know, in my high school, we joke to cope now, like it's only a matter of time that it comes to us. And I just refuse. I absolutely refuse to let that be the norm of my kids. She said, Mom, she said, didn't this happen when you were a kid? And I just had to say, baby girl, no. This did not happen. This was not the norm, nor was it ever okay to have this be the norm. Yes. I just think love and kindness is what we need to bring out. And as an educator, I'm sorry if I'm talking too much, all right?
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're a teacher. You're like us.
I'm sorry. I'm used to it. Yeah. No,
I'm just listening, trying not to get detention right now.
No. I think just love and kindness, honestly, is the answer. So for my fourth graders, what I would say to them is we have such an opportunity every day placed in front of us to be kind to one another and just be inclusive and just be forgiving. And I just, this tragedy all around us really is an opportunity for us to shine our light on each other. And I refuse to let this be a norm. I refuse. Absolutely. As a mother, as a teacher, I don't know. Okay, I'll be quiet.
No. I love it. I love your passion, Christina. We need absolutely more teachers with your passion and spreading love and kindness. So thank you so much for your perspective. And I love you, the whole thing. Hey, I'm not going to allow my children and my class to say, hey, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're next any moment in time. Right, it could happen. You know, not lose that empathy and that compassion for people that are going through this. Thank you for calling in. Angela from Glendora, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for calling in. As a mom, Angela, how do you explain these tragedies that keep happening in our community to your kids?
Oh, it's awful. I have a 5-year-old in kindergarten, and she came home from school a couple weeks ago explaining to me the drill that they had, and it was an active shooter drill. Wow. And she just explained to me the different things that her teacher told her to say and do and stay away from windows. And oh, it broke my heart. It had me in tears to think that my 5-year-old has to experience this. We went through fire drills and earthquake drills. Yeah, right. And, you know, it's hard for me as a mom to explain it to her in a way that it's not going to scare her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But let her know that this is serious. The best way that I can do it is just to kind of explain to her to have trust in the adults and the people that are around her. You know, just to make sure that she can trust in them if she's scared. Because other than that, I mean, she's only 5. There's really only so much she could do. There's no fight or flight method in her, you know?
Right, of course.
Angela, thank you for sharing that. And it is heartbreaking, right? My daughter's only 2, and I'm assuming she's probably going to be doing these drills too, which is totally foreign to how we grew up, you know? And thank you so
much
for letting her know, you know, yes, this is something serious, but there's no reason for you to be afraid on the daily. And there's people around you that are there to protect you and to help you out. Angela, thank you so much for calling in.
It's like the preparation part doesn't mean you have to be afraid, you know? Like, to be prepared for fire drills. Unfortunately, we are in an era where active shooter drills are important to have your kids know what to do in that situation, because I mean, the worst thing you do is not be prepared. And it is. I mean, I've never thought about this. When I was a teacher, we weren't doing these drills with kids. And so it's like, how do I tell these kids that this is serious? You can trust me, follow my lead, stay prepared, without making them think like, oh no, like this is terror.
Should we always be on alert? Yeah,
exactly.
I'm terrified.
So we have Dr. Milo Dotson with us, licensed psychology. Good morning, doctor. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning. It's an honor to be here with y'all.
Thank you for coming, man. So what we're catching up with this morning with you about is, we've been hearing so many parents call in, text in, you know, with the tragedies that keep happening in our community, whether it be mass shootings, wildfires, etc., you name it. A lot of our children are growing up thinking, this is normal. And what's happening is they're living in fear to go to school or just to go outside. Number two is, a lot of them are losing compassion and empathy because it happens so often.
Or it's like, no biggie.
Yeah, it's just a norm.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's just another thing. And our generation, we didn't grow up with this necessarily, right? So, Dr. Milo Dotson, thank you for being with us. We've heard from many parents on how they're trying to deal with this so they don't lose empathy and compassion. They don't live with fear. We'd love to hear from you from a professional standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
How can parents talk to their kids about these situations, or older siblings talk to their brothers and sisters about what's going on without them having living in fear and losing empathy?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, let me just say and really validate how difficult it's to be a parent these days. Mm-hmm. And while I don't have children of my own, I just really want to acknowledge that a lot of parents are really grappling with their own emotions and how they can support their children's emotions. And I think in that same vein, really understanding that when we talk to kids, instead of just giving blanketed advice, because we want to be able to help, right? Like, these are our kids, we love them. Instead of just giving blanketed advice, really take the time to sit with them and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's before breakfast, whether that's before dinner, after practice or whatever, create a space where there's time and it's emotionally kind of neutral or balanced,
right,
to be able to hear them and to actually engage and say, you know what, I hear you and I'm sorry that you're going through this. And while this isn't a normal situation, these aren't normal circumstances,
right,
the reactions that you're having are normal. And it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be angry. And sometimes kids are going to want to express themselves maybe in drawings, maybe in paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing your children and creating a space so that they can do that, they may not want to talk at first.
Right.
Being able to be okay with that.
How do you explain what's going on, right? So
yeah,
kids go to school and they hear their friends kind of explain to them what happened at a mass shooting per se.
Sure.
But how do you as a parent explain a mass shooting to your children?
Well, I mean, let's be real. There's no easy way to be able to explain a trauma like that. And I think being able to have an open and honest conversation,
yeah,
with them and saying, look, these aren't normal circumstances, and being able to, like I said, to create a space where you're really listening.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes down to it, saying there are so many people out there who love you, there are so many people out there who care about you, and their jobs are literally dedicated, their lives are dedicated, right, just like mine, to be able to help keep you safe.
Right.
And so while it is scary, there are people out there who care about you, and you're not alone, right, in trying to make sense of that.
Maddie from Downey texted in, and she makes a great point in the sense of, like, to not lose the empathy and the compassion with your children. Is, she says she takes her kids with her when she goes and donates blood,
yes,
to help victims of potential mass shootings and so on and so forth. Also, I'm just thinking about another idea, right? Right now you can donate to the Red Cross. So why not explain to your children, mm-hmm, hey, let's do this together. You know, the wildfires that are going on,
mm-hmm,
people are left without a home. Let's help them. And by the way, you can do that by just texting the word Red Cross to 90999, and you donate. So, like, kind of engaging them, saying, hey, here's how we show empathy and love to others that are in need.
Well, it seems like there's a real way to do the things that you were explaining. Let your kids voice themselves in whatever manner that is, whether it be art or just kind of freely speaking as a child, to help, like, them, absolutely, verbalize and process their own thoughts, even if they're completely incorrect. They'd have to learn by just speaking those things through. But also bringing it back around to the preparedness aspect. Why do we wear a seatbelt in a car? To stay safe in case something bad happens while you're driving. That's the same way, kind of like, you verbalize how you feel, your sadness, your anger, your fears, but then also say, but that's why you're learning when there's something happening like that to get under your desk, to,
yeah,
you know, for lockdown situations, to listen to your teacher, so that you're kind of saying, like, I hear all the things you're afraid of, and we're giving you the tools to stay safe.
Yes.
Because you're right, these are not normal situations
that
have happened.
We're giving you the tools to stay safe and to be able to take care of yourself and practice good self-care and self-love.
Absolutely.
Because we want to be able to prevent as much as we can, obviously. And for whatever happens out there that's maybe outside of our control, or that, you know, doesn't go according to plan, we want kids to know that there are ways to be able to take care of themselves. And that's just as important as, like, doing your homework.
And I want to highlight something that Dr. Milo Dotson said. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Dr. Milo Dotson, licensed psychologist from UCI. Thank you for coming in about how to speak to your children and your family about these tragedies that keep happening. I want to highlight something you said, which is, take the time to really have a conversation,
right,
with your children, because, mm-hmm, I know as parents, we're extremely busy, right? We're,
yes,
running from one place to another, especially if they have soccer practice or they're involved in this or doing homework. And it's kind of like we have these really fast, drive-by conversations.
You good?
Yeah.
You good?
All
right.
So, mommy, what happened to the shit? Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to keep you safe. It's all good. And then that's it. So,
right,
it's like, really stop whatever you're doing, put,
yeah,
your cell phone down, and have that one-on-one conversation and connect with them.
Because if you don't have that conversation, you're leaving the kids to try to figure it out on their own. And you don't want to just leave them kind of to their own devices. You want to create that safe space intentionally to be like, look, this happened and I'm really here with you to be able to talk it through with you and to try to explain that way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today and speak about real things that are going on within our families, which later on in life, you know, these kind of traumas with our children can impact them in regards to their mental health and anxiety and so on and so forth.
Like,
and
performance at school, too.
Yeah.
I remember from working with kids in elementary schools, sometimes when you see kids acting out in a way that's really uncharacteristic, you do a little digging, you find out that maybe they did experience something that they can't process and they don't really know how to do it. So they just, display behaviors that are not characteristic of their usual.
And really be on the lookout for some of the warning factors.
Yes.
The warning signs that way. And if the conversation that you as a parent are having with your kid maybe isn't continuing to improve or progress, honestly, you really consider therapy as a viable option.
Yeah.
And while you and I are talking this morning, I think, and I'm glad that this is going to be helpful for folks, this isn't necessarily therapy. So being able to understand that there are spaces to directly connect your kids that way.
Thank you so much for that. And listen, man, a lot of our urban communities have been living through this, right? Where there's shootings in front of their house.
Every day.
And that's been going on for many years here in Southern California. So there's already children kind of growing up in those scenarios. You know what I'm saying? That we can't just be like, it is what it is. We live in XYZ neighborhood. It's just life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, no, this doesn't have to be. That's why you got to continue being a good person, being kind, so you don't have to be like that. So thank you so much, Dr. Milo Dotson. Please check out his podcast along with our sis, Yessie Ortiz, who's absolutely amazing. She does our midday show. You guys have an amazing podcast called Mental Health is Real, Reflecting Empathy and Love.
Yes, sir.
So make sure you look that up. It's called Mental Health is Real for a podcast. Appreciate you, my brother.
Man, honored to be here with you guys.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.